Hey, Ravens fans, I'm Garrett Downing. This is Ryan Mink. We're here for this week's edition of the Flock Mailbag. Big game, obviously, coming up on Sunday as the Ravens are heading back into Foxborough, the site of last year's AFC Championship, with a shot at redemption. So we'll go ahead and get right to the questions today. The first one comes from Laverne Cash, who's one of our frequent chatters during the week and during game day. So thanks for the question, Laverne. She wants to know, will the Patriots be a bigger challenge than the Broncos were last week?
Well, no offense to the Patriots, but I actually think the Broncos are probably the better team. I think both have Hall of Fame quarterbacks, both have really explosive offenses, but I think the Denver Broncos defense is a lot better than what the Patriots defense is. They can get after you more than the Patriots. Plus, the Ravens are going there on short week of rest, yeah. You know, West Coast trip. I think the factors were more difficult leading into that game than they are in this one. And, you know, but again, Patriots are a really good team.
Yeah, I mean, I get what you're saying. Both teams are good, and if you look at the stats, the Broncos kind of had the edge. But I think that the Patriots actually are a tougher team. And the main reason I feel that way is because I really think that the Patriots elevate their game to the next level once they get to the postseason. There's something to be said for knowing how to win in the playoffs, and the Patriots do. You know, with Brady and Belichick, they've been to 5 Super Bowls. They've won 3 of them. Of course, they beat the Ravens last year. Playing in Foxborough at Gillette Stadium is one of the toughest places to play in the NFL. Obviously, playing out in Denver is tough to play.
Do you think that helps them, the Patriots, that they beat the Ravens last year in the AFC Championship, or does it help the Ravens more?
Well, you can make a case either way. Mm-hmm. I mean, I don't think – we've said this kind of thing before. I don't think that the Ravens or the Patriots are going to be on that field thinking too much about the game last year. They're going to be thinking about how to make the plays for this year. Right. But I do think that knowing how to win makes – you know, there's something to be said for that. But on the flip side, too – knowing what you went through last year for the Ravens is really giving them motivation going into this week, and I think that that will be a factor on Sunday. All right, the next question, Eduardo wants to know, how are the Ravens going to stop the hurry-up offense? The Patriots really showed that last week against the Texans. They hurry up to the line of scrimmage. If you're not ready, they'll snap the ball, hand it off, and, you know, the running backs will be gone on a 10-yard carry or whatever. So how do you stop that?
Well, it's a challenge, and what you have to do is just be very aware that that's what they're looking to do at all times. You know, they have to get the play calls in quickly, have to get lined up. You know, you can't be taken off guard, and basically it's just knowing that that's what's going to happen. Really, the interesting thing about the Patriots' offense is not only is it kind of catching off guard, but a lot of it is it's all done through one word. Their checks and all their play calls, it's one word. So they can really move a lot faster than any other offense in the NFL. So it's a tough task.
Yeah, you have to have a really talented quarterback, obviously, to run that kind of offense, which the Patriots do with Tom Brady. Dean Pease talked about this a little bit today and said, you know, as a defense, you got to get the calls in quick. You have to be ready. You know, if you're arguing a call or something like that, you know, with an official, well, guess what? Tom Brady's going to snap the ball and he's going to be moving down the field if you're not ready. So you've got to get to the line of scrimmage, and you can't really waste any time. As soon as the play's over, regroup, get back on the line of scrimmage, and then look for Ray Lewis to, you know, make the calls and the adjustments and play that chess match with Brady. All right, the third question, Mickey wants to know, the game has been won on the line both ways. So how do you handle Vince Wilfork, the big defensive tackle for the Patriots, who, of course, had a big game last year in the AFC Championship?
Well, Matt Burke's got to step up. I think that he kind of lost that one-on-one battle last year with Vince Wilfork in the AFC Championship. But good news is he won it in week 3. You know, they did a good job of kind of neutralizing Wilfork, and he wasn't a big factor in that week 3 win for the Ravens. So really, Burke has to have a good game, and they could also help him, you know. Yeah. They could kind of run to the outside, run away from Wilfork. You know, as massive as he is, I don't see him out on the edge too often. Mm-hmm. So, you know, some of that zone stretch scheme could help the Ravens.
The other thing I'm looking forward to seeing how the Ravens do is they can double-team him a little bit with the guards. And you maybe have Marshall Yanda and Kelechi Osemele work on Vince Wilfork a little bit. What I'm interested to see is how KO does. This, you know, he wasn't playing left guard in week 3. He was playing right tackle. This is only his third game at left guard this season. So that'll be a big challenge for him, and it'll be interesting to see if the Patriots maybe try to pick on him early just to see how he does. You know, just to test him, see how he does against the big all-pro defensive tackle, because obviously he's going to be a force.
You know what I like to see? Maybe a little Casey Hampton treatment.
Yeah.
You know, the shot that Vontae Leach put on Casey Hampton. Let's see one of those on Vince Wilfork and then see how fast he is.
Yeah, well, he might have second thoughts about coming into that backfield if Vontae Leach blows him up like he does. So I'm sure Ravens fans would love to see that this weekend. Of course, Ravens fans would love to see a victory for the Ravens to head back to the Super Bowl for the first time since they won it back in 2000. For all the coverage of the game coming up on Sunday, keep it right here on BaltimoreRavens.com.